You are listening to The Call to True Beauty on WCLK. I'm Daphne Walker, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Partnership Against Domestic Violence, and your host for The Call to True Beauty. We are here tonight with Donna Brock, Director of Strategic Communications at Clark Atlanta University. She's also the convener of their Call to True Beauty campaign, a campaign designed to ensure that students who are on the campus of Clark Atlanta University are given the best possible information on healthy relationships. Tonight's topic is the bystander effect. Are you a person, if you witness domestic violence taking place, that would actually speak out and do something to prevent that person from becoming a victim of domestic violence? Or would you be a bystander? Would you stand by and just watch the domestic violence taking place? If you would like to join this conversation tonight, we invite you to call us at 404-880-9255. 404-880-9255. We now have a call on the line. Rick in Smyrna.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. I just want to begin by saying that I was on the, en route to home as I was leaving work. I was listening to your program, and I wanted to begin by saying that I think it's great that Clark Atlanta University and the other organizations that they're partnering with to provide this type of assistance to members of this or victims of domestic violence. I think that's great that that type of resource is out there. But as I was listening, I heard one point that the announcer made about it requiring usually around 8 or 9 separate incidents before most victims will even realize they are actually in that type of relationship. You know, and to that point that she made, you know, I feel that I'm a strong believer that we as a people teach other people how to treat us most times. And I refuse to believe that domestic violence, even in its greatest format, usually begins day one in its greatest format. I believe that domestic violence usually starts small. It usually starts with the way people communicate with you. And I think that if more people will learn to address those issues early on or address it from an earlier standpoint, a lot of times those type relationships that the abuse side of it can actually be, maybe eliminated. But I believe it definitely can cut down on the number of relationships that actually go through this type of situation.
Rick, I want to thank you for your question. And I want to start out by clarifying what was said earlier. You typically know at some point early on that you were in an abusive relationship, but unfortunately, most people don't figure that out until they have been physically assaulted or there has been some outlash. One of the things that's so important, and I want to thank you for raising this issue, is, and again, let me start by clarifying what you heard earlier. It takes on average, it takes the victim of dating or domestic violence 7 or 8 times to leave that situation. And we know that one of the most dangerous times in that relationship is when they are attempting to leave. So that was the statistic that was given earlier. But I am so delighted that you raised this issue, and I want to thank you for doing that. Because one of the things that we teach our students at Clark Atlanta University in our ASAP program, which is funded by Avon Products and Verizon Wireless and with the tremendous support of PADV, is that there are always cues, relational cues, that are happening long before the first punch is ever thrown, before you're slapped or pushed or even stalked digitally or humiliated in public. And those cues tend to be verbal. You're absolutely correct. The first cues you're likely to get that signal an abusive or problematic relationship, a relationship that is unhealthy, those cues are most likely to be verbal. And one of the things that's so concerning is that a lot of the music that you hear, a lot of what you see on TV today normalizes behavior that we are required to teach is abusive. And so, you know, the calling out a woman out of her name, just pushing and shoving is play. Those things really become patterns that indicate abusive behavior down the road. Isolating someone from their friends, monitoring their time, all those little things that someone who isn't quite as mature as some of us would think are indicators of affection, actually can signal abuse. And so one of the things that we're focused on here is teaching healthy relationships and teaching behaviors that signal unhealthy relationships. And I want to thank you very, very much for raising that issue.
Rick, I also want to comment with regards to your concern that we teach people how to treat us. I think you're very right about that, that people have to be able to effectively communicate how they want to be treated. But you also have to have been taught that. And I think that's really important. And when we talk about people who may have grown up in a domestic violence relationship, where their sense of normalcy is that somebody is yelling at me, and that means that this person loves me. If this person, you know, didn't put me out this week, that doesn't mean that that means we did not have a great relationship. And so I think that you're right when you say that we do teach people how to treat us and tell people what we're willing to tolerate. But I think you also have to have been equipped with what's necessary to do that. And when we talk about the women and men who oftentimes don't leave these relationships until they've had 7 or 8 instances mm-hmm. of domestic violence, whether it's physical, financial, sexual, or verbal, a lot of times they have not been conditioned to respond to domestic violence either. And so that's one of the things that we've seen, and we try to make sure people are educated about, because people get frustrated. If your best friend comes to you and says, I've been beaten up 6 times, some people will say, well, you know what? I mean, I've told you the last 5 times to leave. You won't leave. I'm tired of having this conversation. But the reason we share that statistic is so that people will realize we want you to keep that line of communication open, because statistically, it's going to take that person 7 or 8 times. And you also want to think about, if it's a marriage relationship and you married this person thinking you were going to be with them for the rest of your life, but for whatever reason, that relationship went south, there was abuse and things are happening, it really takes people time to get past that emotion of, this is a person that I loved, that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with, to this is a person that I've got to get away from because they're trying to destroy my life. And so that, you know, those are huge leaps. And so that's why we like to make sure that that statistic is there and that people can appreciate that it is a process. You know, it takes people time to really see the abuser and not the person that they fell in love with and right. they thought was there to protect them. And so when we talk about that 7 to 8 time time frame, statistically, in the DV community, that's what we're talking about, giving that person time to make that emotional transition to know that this person is not going to do it again. And if they've had no history of domestic violence, a lot of times they'll say, well, this first time, this is out of character for this person. It was what we call situational domestic violence. It only happened once. But they see it as out of character. And so they say, this person won't do this to me again. And if it happens twice, you know, they minimize it. Well, it's only been 2 times. So, you know, maybe, you know, this person with some help can turn a corner. But what we realize is that it's not that easy, you know, and then they start to see a pattern on that 4th or 5th time mm-hmm. that this person isn't going to turn the corner, that it wasn't a mistake, that it is about power and control and abuse. And so we just want to make sure that that message has really gotten out, that we do have to teach people how to treat us, but we also have to make sure we're equipping people with the skills necessary to respond if they're victims of domestic violence.
I could not have said it better, but I also want to add that one of the things that we now have to combat is behaviors that are modeled in the media, because there are so many violent behaviors now that are modeled on reality TV shows that we have an entire generation of young women and young men who, for whom that has become normal. And so we have to constantly reinforce that there is no circumstance that ever makes it okay to put your hands on another person or to denigrate another person's physical or emotional character.
You're listening to Donna Brock. She's the Director of Strategic Communications at Clark Atlanta University and the convener of the Call to True Beauty, a campaign at Clark Atlanta University to discuss healthy relationships. I am Daphne Walker, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Partnership Against Domestic Violence. It has been my pleasure to host tonight's show. We hope you will join us next month to talk about domestic violence-related issues. This program, The Call to True Beauty, is made possible by Verizon Wireless, the Partnership Against Domestic Violence, and Clark Atlanta University. We want to thank all of our callers for weighing in on tonight's topic, the bystander effect. What would you do if you saw domestic violence taking place? Thank you. And Donna, we appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
And good night.
You've been listening to The Call to True Beauty. If you want more information about support for anyone in an abusive situation, you can reach the Partnership Against Domestic Violence at 404-873-1766 or visit their website at padv.org. You can listen to this program on demand at WCLK.com. The Call to True Beauty is made possible by Verizon Wireless. Cheryl Selloway is the executive producer. The show is produced for WCLK by Donna Brock and Rob Maynard. Thank you for listening to The Call to True Beauty.